you're providing value already. And just imagine how much value there will be when they get 250 pages of your insight.
Write the world-changing book that will help grow your personal brand and your business as it makes the world a better place. Welcome to the Author's Corner, hosted by Robin Colucci. Every episode, we bring you some of the most successful authors, as well as other industry experts, to share some inspiration, motivation, tactical strategy, and fun. We'll also talk about the challenges and trends in the publishing industry. Don't get stuck in the idea phase. Join the Author's Corner today. Start writing the book you've dreamed about.
Hello, and welcome to the Author's Corner. I'm your host, Robin Colucci, and today it's time for another Robin's Riff. And I will be riffing today on the idea of whether or not sharing your book content before it's out is a good idea or not. And there are a lot of people out there who I have talked to that have come to me and really wondered and worried about this question. I think especially for people who are not yet published, first-time authors, or wannabe first-time authors. And very often when people approach me with this question, should I share my book content before my book is out? They are deeply, deeply concerned that by revealing any of the content of their book, that they might be undermining the book's marketability later on when it comes out. And I am here to tell you today that that idea is a complete and total myth. So the idea that we should hold everything, to use a cliche, close to the vest and keep a lid on the content of our book until the book's released actually can really get in the way of the book reaching its potential. So Neil Gaiman, who is a world-renowned novelist and has sold lots and lots of books over the years, and you know, he used to be against others pirating his content by posting it online without his permission. It actually irked him quite a bit, and in his words, made me quite grumpy. Until he realized that by doing so, these pirates had opened up huge new markets for him and his work. And in one instance, when he and his publisher actually agreed to make his novel American Gods available for free downloads after it had been released, ended up increasing the book's sales by 300%. Now, granted, Neil's been at this a while, and his name is pretty well known, but these principles apply to any author. And when you think about it, it makes sense, right? Like, what makes somebody want to buy your book in the first place? Well, most of what we're talking about on the Author's Corner is nonfiction books. So if you are out in the world sharing the value of your knowledge and expertise, I'm going to bet that if you're sharing it on a TV interview, you're probably also sharing it in your book. We're hoping that if you're doing TV interviews, if you're doing media interviews or writing articles, the expectation would actually be that you would be sharing content that you also share in your book. Because what this does is it clues in your potential readers and they can say, oh, wow, I'm really interested in what this person is saying. And they have a book coming out. I must make a note to buy it, right? If we hold everything in that is going to be in the book, then you don't have that opportunity to send out that signal to attract your ideal readers, to let them know, yeah, you're providing value already. And just imagine how much value there will be when they get 250 pages of your insight, right? So this is a huge advantage if you're willing to allow yourself to share your content. Another thing that some authors have done is actually shared their content on their blogs as they write and invited their blog subscribers or readers to give them feedback. This has been particularly effective for some novelists where, you know, sharing a little bit of the content, sharing about the process of writing, I had one client that I worked with, Susan Dennard, who did that as she was writing her debut novel, Something Strange and Deadly. And she actually ended up creating such a community of rabid fans for her content that she ended up with a 3-book deal with HarperCollins, and she ended up with a New York Times bestseller. So this rule applies to both nonfiction and fiction books. So you want to absolutely allow people to partake of the contents of your book before you release the book. So I hope that this little riff has put to rest that question and put your mind at ease. Thank you again for listening to The Author's Corner. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Author's Corner. You're one step closer to writing the world-changing book you've dreamed about for years. To access today's show notes and other helpful resources, simply visit our website at theauthorscorner.com. A positive review would be appreciated. Until next time.